We'll introduce this, I think, in the meditation today, but it can be helpful to take a couple of deep breaths. Thupten Jinpa calls them cleansing breaths, I believe, and it's really a consciously deep breath down into your belly and then just really a forceful exhale. Not too forceful, but more than in your natural. And I like to imagine that I'm exhaling my stress, worry, busyness, whatever. Sort of signals a transition for me. And just for a moment, just be aware of how you are in your mind, your emotions. However it is, that's good. For instance, I've been racing all day and my mind is racing, so just acknowledge that. And pay a little bit of attention to your posture. Adjust yourself so that you feel grounded. Feel your feet on the floor, for instance, to feel the seat beneath you. And from that place of groundedness, to the extent that's comfortable or feels right for you, straighten your back. Allow your body to extend upwards. All the way really to the crown of your head. And now from this plate of uprightness, allow all your muscles in your entire body as much as possible to relax while maintaining the posture of uprightness. Not really by doing anything, but just by relaxing and allowing gravity to assist. Do a quick scan for places of tension in your body and allow those places a little more attention, loving attention, and allow those places to relax. For instance, muscles in the forehead, around the eyes, the jaw, neck, shoulders, on down through the body. Very gently, Sharon Salzberg sometimes says, like a feather floating on the wind, allow your attention, your mind, to be with the sensations of the breath as you inhale and then as you exhale. And here you're not manipulating the breathing, you're just allowing the breath settle into its natural rhythm. Let's just settle into the breathing meditation for a couple of minutes. Allow your attention to be very gentle, spacious, not too tight. Now for these last little bits of the practice, I'm going to ask you to switch gears a bit. I invite you to imagine or think of a person or an animal, someone that is easy for you to love, someone that might naturally bring a smile to your face. It could be a pet, a friend, a relative, anyone who brings a smile to your face. And imagine that this person is there in front of you. That you're in their presence. And very gently, as you do this, be aware of how it is for you as you think of this person, as you picture this person, imagine this person. How does it feel in your emotions, in your body? Now imagine extending kindness to this individual. Imagine it's almost as if it's flowing from you to them. And as you do this, if you're comfortable with this, recite silently in your mind for this individual, "May you be happy." May you be at peace. And imagine this kindness reaching them in some way. They might even acknowledge it, smile back. And now drop this imagery and simply come back to the body and the breathing. Be aware of the sensations of the breath and now as you breathe in and out. Be aware of any effects, possible effects of this short practice on your body, on your mind, on your emotional state. And then very gently, at a pace that's not jarring or startling to you, come back to this space, maybe wiggling a finger or a toe. If your eyes are closed, opening them when you're ready. And returning to the space.